This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Sarah Y. Kim. We first met Montgomery County mother Fallon Karaya and her 10-year-old son Isaiah last year. They were living in shelter housing and faced uncertainty about her food assistance benefits during a government shutdown. 9 months later, WAMU's Maryland reporter Jenny Abamu checked back in, this time in their new home.
Come in, come in.
Thank you.
No shooting in the house.
Isaiah greeted us with a big hug when we arrived at his new brownstone townhome in Rockville, Maryland.
Isaiah, I can't run as fast as you are.
Months ago, Isaiah and his mother were living in a motel room that served as overflow for the homeless shelter in Montgomery County. After her monthly grocery haul, she put food in plastic containers to stave off the mice. The room had no freezer, so she kept a mini fridge with a small freezer space that she had to duct tape closed. The mini fridge made the move to their new home. It was in her room now.
And then there, that's my mom's room.
Oh, it's a fridge.
Yeah, a mini fridge. So like, if I'm having like low blood sugar, this is the one that came out of the hotel.
I remember.
Fallon has diabetes, and following pregnancy complications, she had multiple transplants and lost her job. She can't work. Isaiah has autism.
Well, I have a lock, so he won't be in here trying to eat my stuff.
We have a lock, but no duct tape needed.
No duct taping.
Wow, how does that feel?
Good. It feels good because now I can. He didn't show you. Did he show you the kitchen?
This is the kitchen.
Yes, they also have a kitchen now with a fridge, pantry, and no mice. They each have their own rooms. The townhouse is a moderately priced unit. It's part of county law that requires developers to build affordable homes alongside the luxury ones. Down the street, similar houses rent for about $5,000 a month. The county pays part of her rent, and she cobbles together other assistance, like Social Security, to make the rest of the payment. And because she has a home, she also gets more SNAP assistance.
Because I turned in my lease, my renter's insurance, and my first gas bill, so I went from $200, guess how much we're going to get starting next month? $546.
That is the federal maximum for a household of two. And if it sounds counterintuitive, it's because it is. When Fallon was homeless, she received less assistance than she does now, despite having a home.
Which doesn't make sense because if you're displaced, you need that to be able to. Well, I guess they're probably thinking where you're going to cook your food.
The SNAP letter she receives doesn't explain the changes, and the state said they cannot speak to individual cases.
I don't know what they think. I'm just assuming.
The county says moves like this one, from temporary housing to a more permanent home, are happening more often. In February, it counted a 26% drop in homelessness, a much steeper drop among families. Officials credit a recently expanded program called SHARP that covers a deposit and first month's rent to get families out of motels faster. They say it's more cost efficient than leaving people in overflow shelter space. Fallon has stacked several government programs to make this work.
People don't really know about a lot of programs either. So I feel like if you do know, share the knowledge with other people so that they can be out of that situation too.
Later this week, Isaiah has a friend coming over for a play date, something they didn't have before. The home is still underfurnished. There are no chairs or couches. A community member bought them beds.
It's coming along, little by little, but at least we have the main thing. We have a bed to sleep on, and he has food to eat. It's a kitchen. You can, you know, bathroom. We had a bathroom before, but we don't have to be looking down to see if our mouth is going to run past our feet while we're in the bathroom.
In September, Fallon goes in front of a judge to argue for disability benefits of her own. She's also planning a housewarming party for the people who helped her get settled. For WAMU, I'm Jenny Abamu.
You can see photos of Fallon Karaya and Isaiah moving into their home at WAMU.org.